Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you all to worship this morning, and I offer to you the hope that this worship service will be comforting and challenging and enlightening and all of those things that we come to worship to experience. During our worship today, officers will be installed, and we'll be doing that between the passing of the peace and the anthem. Newsletter articles are due tomorrow. If you have something for the newsletter, give it to Patricia by tomorrow. Lent begins March 1st, and we will have an Ash Wednesday service on March 1st, and then we will be having our Lenten evenings Bible study on the Wednesday evening at 5:30 with a light supper and a study, and I'll be talking more about that as we get closer. We still need liturgists for 2017. I think we have through April at this point, but I'm always looking for people to help me with worship. And thanks to Jim for taking February. There is a note in here about per capita. Each year we pay a certain amount for per capita to the Presbytery of Cincinnati, the Synod, and the General Assembly. The money goes to fund ministries and missions of the wider church. It's part of being a connectional body. We are not just community of faith Presbyterian church sort of out on our own, but we are connected to other Presbyterian churches here in northern Kentucky and in Cincinnati and across the country and across the world even. And that's what our per capita goes to support. So this year's per capita is $30 a person, and if you would like to cover that portion, just designate it on your check or your envelope. And we thank you. We are in February. We are collecting for the Nicaragua Water Project. Bill and Dawn and Dan are going, leaving February 28th. To go with people from the Madisonville Church and the Lakeside Church to visit our water partners and some other things in Nicaragua. And so from now until they go, we are collecting money to go toward the water project. There is information in here about the water meters and why they are needed. Sometimes people don't think about the fact that when they take water from the system, it keeps others from getting water from the system. And so with the water meters, it reminds people that the water is in fact not free, but anyway, it does have an effect when they waste water. So you can read that and hopefully give. And in honor of Black History Month, each Sunday in February, we will feature a different African-American spiritual. And this week we're singing Every Time I Feel the Spirit, which is one that I think we all know. And it dates from before the Civil War. A lot of these songs that we sing as spirituals, they don't have a stated author because they developed in the African-American culture, the slave culture of that time. But sometimes they did have messages in them. Sometimes they did have meaning beyond just, sometimes they were work songs, but sometimes they had meaning beyond that. And this one in particular references the Jordan River, which was a name slaves had for the Ohio. And many slaves crossed the Ohio trying to get to a free country. There's also train imagery in the song, which likely refers to the Underground Railroad. And there are some alternate lyrics in here that we're not going to sing. We'll just sing from the hymnal. But I thought it was interesting to see the alternate lyrics. So when we sing African-American spirituals, we need to remember that they aren't just songs. They aren't just hymns that somebody has written. They came from a particular time and a particular place in our country's history. And I think we need to acknowledge that. Are there any other announcements we need to hear this morning? The other thing I wanted to show you was, I don't know if you remember, but back before Christmas, it seems like a long time ago at this point, we planted hope. And this is the result of our planting of hope. Our beautiful crocuses have bloomed. The other box is back there, and it has blooms as well. And so this is just to acknowledge that what we do has an effect. When we offer hope out into the world, great things can happen. And so please enjoy our crocuses. And then in the fall, when it's time for planting of bulbs, we will plant these around the church somewhere, and we will be able to enjoy and remember that they represent hope. So, as I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you all the grace and the peace and the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Would you please join me in the call to worship? Please stand if you are able. We are joyful when we follow God's ways.
We are glad to keep God's commands.
For they help us keep good relations with our neighbors.
And they help us keep our mind on God.
We praise God for showing us the way.
We will follow God's commands always.
Please join me in the prayer of the day, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. God of law and grace, we long to walk in your ways and worship you with our whole hearts. We long to keep your commandments and walk the path you have shown us. Grant to us the wisdom and strength to be your people today and every day by living out your vision for the world. We pray to you in the name of Christ Jesus, who taught us also to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The hymn of praise today is from Singing the Faith, page 2223. They'll know we are Christians by our love.
Your spirit, we adore.
humans, we are but imperfect human beings, created by God as good, but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us together admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. Forgiving God, you offered your people a choice, life and prosperity, or death and adversity. When we follow your ways by loving you and our neighbors, it is a choice for life. Too often, though, we let self-interest, greed, and fear lead us away from your life-giving commands. Help us to choose life by loving you with our whole being and by loving others even more than we love ourselves. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Thanks be to God, we live under grace and are forgiven for our imperfections and our errant ways. In gratitude for grace, we learn to live as holy people, bringing light and grace to others. Let us rejoice, for this is good news. Amen. Peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Good. That's fine.
Well, I'll be here.
We have come to the point in the year where we are going to install officers. Before we do the actual installation of our new officers, I wanted to say thank you to those who have served and are going off this year. And I have a couple of things, a couple of little thank yous. One for Gary, who's going off, and for Al, who is going off. And I have a special, thank you so much for your service. And I have a special thank you. I want to offer a special thank you to Becky, who is going off not only as session, but as clerk of session after being clerk for 10 years. And she's not happy about that at all.
Did she get the little joke in the minutes? She put
HR on her. Oh, I did not. But I wanted to offer my sincere thanks because I can't imagine coming in as a new pastor under a better clerk than Becky, and I appreciate her service so much. So, to invite Jim and Erica and Joe Shade to come forward, as well as Dan Farwick and Angie Hurt. And if we can get the elder candidates to stand on one side and the deacon candidates to stand on the other. Friends, these are your duly elected leaders for the class of 2019. These are our elder nominees and our deacon nominees. And as you all know, these are the folks who will represent us in pastoral care, in spirituality, in making decisions for the congregation, and taking care of the congregation. That doesn't mean that the rest of us are exempt, but these are the people who have been elected to serve in these capacities. And so I will pray, and then I will have some questions for you all. So let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many gifts that are represented within this congregation, and we thank you as well for those who have committed themselves to serving on the board of deacons and the board of elders and the class of 2019. Lord, may your spirit be within them and within all of us as we move forward into the coming year. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to have these questions, and the first several are for all of you. So, do you trust in Jesus Christ, your Savior, acknowledge Him Lord of all and head of the church, and through Him believe in one God,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you?
I do.
Do you accept the scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be, by the Holy Spirit, the unique and authoritative witness to Jesus Christ in the church, universal, and God's word to you?
I do.
Do you sincerely receive and adopt the essential tenets of the Reformed faith as expressed in the confessions of our church as authentic and reliable expressions of what Scripture leads us to believe and do? And will you be instructed and led by those confessions as you lead the people of God?
I do.
Will you fulfill your ministry in obedience to Jesus Christ under the authority of Scripture and be continually guided by our confessions? Will you? Will you be governed by our church's polity, and will you abide by its discipline? Will you be a friend among your colleagues in ministry, working with them, subject to the ordering of God's word and spirit? Will you?
I will.
Will you in your own life seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love your neighbors, and work for the reconciliation of the world? Will you?
I will.
Do you promise to further the peace, unity, and purity of the church? Will you pray for and seek to serve the people with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? Will you? Now, these are for the ruling elders. Will you be a faithful ruling elder, watching over the people and providing for their worship, nurture, and service? Will you share in government and discipline, serving in councils of the church and in your ministry? Will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Will you?
I will.
And for the deacons, will you be a faithful deacon, teaching charity, urging concern, and directing the people's help to the friendless and those in need? And in your ministry, will you try to show the love and justice of Jesus Christ? Will you?
I will.
And for the congregation, do we, the members of the church, except Joe, Erica, Jim, Dan, and Angie, as ruling elders or deacons chosen by God through the voice of this congregation to lead us in the way of Jesus Christ? Do we?
We do.
Do we agree to pray for them, to encourage them, to respect their decisions, and to follow as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is the head of the church? Do we?
We do.
Having answered these questions in the affirmative, I declare that you all are now installed as elders and deacons at Community of Faith Presbyterian Church. And as we prepare to pray for them, I'd like to invite anyone who is ordained to come forward and lay hands. And I know you all probably don't want to kneel, and I don't blame you. So let us just gather around here. There we go.
And that would be pretty much it.
And that's the cool thing. And you know, if you're not ordained and you want to come forward and lay hands, I would love it
might
if you came. You would be most welcome. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, I thank you for these people who are gathered around and who are in this sanctuary, who are representing Community of Faith Presbyterian Church as the body of Christ in the world. Lord, may we be strong in our commitment to you and to the ministry of this congregation. May we take your word into the world. And may we learn to love the world in the way that you have loved us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much. Congratulations, everybody. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Joe.